Well, Americans are reeling. There's no doubt about that. I woke up this morning. I went through my normal routine. You know, you get up, you got a family of five, couple of dogs, you know, kids that are young, they go to school, wife works late. I've got to drive into the studio. I'm preparing for what I'm going to talk about, who I'm going to talk to, what the questions are that need to be answered. And as I was driving to grab my coffee, I had this epiphany. I started thinking about all of the division amongst us, all of the hate, all this this polarization, I guess, for a lack of better words, in our society, the perpetuation constantly of misinformation, the intentional spread of lies and propaganda, and they're busted doing it. They don't correct the record, they just move on. I was thinking about why this so-called media, and I use the term lightly, constantly runs to the 1% of crazy people, right? I mean, you see it. They focus their lens on the destruction and the chaos, the criminal overtaking of peaceful neighborhoods and the looting and the burning down of businesses, the assault on our law enforcement officers, the targeting and assassination of people just for wearing a certain color or a certain uniform. And I mean, I know that they're trying to stay relevant. I get it. Clicks, followers, likes, shares. I understand the train wreck theory, right? And it works. Everyone has to stop and look at carnage. So they're successful in that very moment at keeping your eyes glued, right? To your screens, to your TVs, to your smartphone, to your tablet, your computer, and so on. And then in the next moment, they just move on. They chase the next ambulance, find the next horrific example of lawlessness, paint this dark picture, this hopeless outlook that they give you constantly, reminding you about how many people are dying every day as this ticker of COVID deaths runs constantly at the bottom of your screen. I see these people, you know, on Gab and on my Twitter, specifically in my Telegram channel. I love being there because I can personally interact with you and discussing with each other about when the civil war is going to start. Who's going to stand up against tyranny? When is all of this going to stop? Who's going to stop it? How are they going to stop it? Is violence inevitable? Will our kids be safe? How do we get them back into school? When will these masks come off? Should I take the vaccine? What's really in it? Why are we running from a flu with a survival rate equivalent to strep throat? Where did influenza go? Why isn't anyone dying from congestive heart failure, stroke, or diabetic ketoacidosis anymore? What happened to the murder hornets? I feel like we skipped the murder hornets. I mean, the questions are so abundant. There are so many more questions than answers. And that's the conundrum that I was having this morning. That's the epiphany that, I guess it wasn't really even an epiphany, because an epiphany is a moment of clarity and I don't have it. Because in an information and in a world filled with technology where information runs fluid and you can literally find the answers to anything at the snap of a finger, why do the questions remain? Why are there still so many more questions than answers? And this is all part of the Great Awakening. I've said it before when I had Patriotically Correct. I've said it on the Alex Jones Show. I've said it here on the Stu Peters Show, that we're all a group of kidnapping victims. We've been gagged. We've been blindfolded. We've been disoriented, thrown in a vehicle, transported to some unknown location. And now we've all just kind of started to come to. We've been able to remove some of these devices that keep us ignorant to our surroundings. And we're all in this room together, looking around at each other, trying to figure out where we are. But we got to look at the kidnappers briefly. We have an idea of who took us. We think we might know why. It's really quite an interesting phenomenon. And I'm with you. I'm a victim as well. I don't have all the answers. I spend my days looking for them, and I'm doing my best to arm you with the information that I find. I use the best sources available to me through this growing network of experts that I'm introduced to as the Stu Peters Show platform grows, and I promise to always look for answers to these questions. And if I can find them, I'll bring them to you. And if I can't immediately find them, I'll keep looking until I do. I will expose every single little tiny bit of corruption that I am able to uncover. I will talk to every credible whistleblower that comes to me in confidence, and I will never be afraid of any man. I will not bow to any authority outside of God, and I will fight back. You have that promise from me. Anyways, I just wanted to get that out there. I wanted to have that moment with you here this afternoon. You can interact with me. I do read all of my emails, stupeters@protonmail.com. I read them all. And if you're more of a personal communicator, you can call me. I have this voicemail line, this new voicemail line I set up. I listen to every single one of them. I love hearing your voices. And I, too, am more of an in-person communicator. You can call just to say hi. You can criticize. You can leave feedback. You can ask questions. You can be a hater. You could be a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. I love hearing conspiracies. You can leave me tips, any of the above. Call 1-877-45-WARRIOR. Anyway, one of the questions in my Telegram channel caught my attention the other day, and I took it to the source. So we're going to talk to the source. The question reads, Stu, will you ask the doctor that you always have on the show if there's any truth to the vaccine itself actually shedding? Meaning a person who's had the vaccine passing it to another person through breathing close to them or skin contact. This person said, I know it sounds odd, but there are actual cases and more people are claiming that this is possible. Now, she said that it's even on the Pfizer website where Pfizer mentions that others are getting sick from the vaccine, not necessarily COVID, by being near or around a vaccinated person or touching them. She went on to continue with her sentiment, we're all up the creek without a paddle. It doesn't matter if you've received the shot or not. Joining us now is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's an international health economist with over 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. She's a medical expert, a Stu Peters Show contributor. So, Dr. Ruby, my body, my choice. It might not really be accurate anymore. If I choose not to get the vaccine for my own personal reasons, I do my research, I make the decision not to. I may get it anyhow. To this theory, you say what?
Well, thanks for having me back, Stu. This is an emerging issue. It's being dubbed or termed shedding. I really look forward to educating people, and I appreciate the opportunity on your show to do that. So let me start by helping people to maybe reset our language, because language is very powerful. I'm going to start trying to be more consistent with this myself, because we all get sucked into this vaccine. Let's start from the beginning. These four injections are not vaccines. I've been saying that recently. They're not vaccines by definition. What do I mean by that? Vaccines are designed to protect you from something, from an infection. These four injections don't do that. They don't produce antibodies to the COVID virus. They actually are gene modifying therapy. Now, not just anything can get into your cells. You know, the amazing, miraculous design of our bodies actually limits, and for good reason, things of foreign particles, certain types of cells, cell material. People have often heard of something called the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. This is a very protective coating situation in the brain so that not just anything can get through.
This is where they have to go up into with the swab to test you for COVID using the PCR test. This is the thing that when they shove this Q-tip looking thing way up your nose, this is what they're entering, right? The blood-brain barrier.
Well, we're not sure. Anatomically, that's not what that is. It actually is a biochemical barrier in and around the brain to protect the brain. But I want to get back to language. Mm-hmm. This is not a vaccine which protects you from a viral illness. This is a delivery system using a never before technology. I want to introduce something called the lipid nanoparticle. You can look it up online, and it's a method. It's relatively new. It's untested in humans, but it is being tested now through these four injections. And what the lipid nanoparticle does is it allows the mRNA material, or if you have a Johnson & Johnson and sorry for the interruption, the Johnson & Johnson or the AstraZeneca injections, you have the same end game. They're just going about it using a different delivery system. But what it's designed to do is to go into every cell in your body. This is how it gets in, because your cells naturally would reject a foreign messenger RNA particle from getting in. So they've overcome that through this. And I don't want to get too technical. I want people to remember, this is not, these four injections are not giving you immunity to anything, much less a virus.
Which is why they're still telling you that even if you have the vaccine, it's not safe to remove your masks. You still should social distance. You should still limit your gathering sizes, all of these things, yes. Because they basically all out told you this is ineffective.
Yes. And this should be a red flag to people. When the CDC and the government itself tells you, hey, you get this, you know, quote, vaccine, and I'm going to keep exchanging that for, you know, experimental injection. You have to keep protecting yourself from the virus. Doesn't that ring a bell with people? Doesn't that make you think, well, why am I getting this if I'm not getting immunity? If you get a smallpox vaccine, you are immune for hopefully your lifetime from getting smallpox if you're exposed to it. So getting back to this, these are not vaccines. They're not protecting you from COVID or anything else. They're actually designed to push your body, to force your body to produce, and what I've learned since we've last spoken, to produce a synthetic spike protein. The spike protein, that little spike, those things that stick out, are actually pathogenic. They can be disease causing. But the tricky part of them, the diabolical, the evil part of them, is that they have protein sequences, amino acid patterns within them that actually are found in other places in our body. So that when your body is forced through these injections to create these synthetic spike proteins, your body develops an antibody against that. And that is a protein memory to your body. When it sees those protein sequences in other parts of your body, it starts to send out those antibodies to quell it, to engulf it, and to destroy it. That's the connection, if you will, to miscarriages, to cardiac events. A lot of these protein, these amino acid chains that are also found in these spike proteins, those are found also in cardiac tissue, in brain tissue, in reproductive tissue. There's a lot of swelling. The body is reacting to these things, not positively. So I want people to think about that. Remember what I've been saying, just wait. You have nothing to lose by waiting. And in terms of shedding, I just want to get to that for a moment. We use the term in medicine, shedding, when someone has a live virus and they're shedding maybe a virus or a bacteria. That's how you transmit it to other people, through your breath, through oral, fecal, you know, through your other body fluids. We don't use shedding. And the experts right now are still sorting this whole issue out, Stu, about the unvaccinated, right? And so they're not using the word shedding. They're trying to correct us into using the word transmission. Something is being transmitted for uninjected women to start bleeding vaginally when it's either not their time for their periods, or if it's a postmenopausal woman to be randomly bleeding vaginally and releasing huge, you know, blood clots. The body's trying to stop this. So what I'm saying overall is this issue of shedding should really be talked more about as transmission to the uninjected. And we don't know everything right now. I don't want people to panic, but I do want people to pay attention and start doing your own reading and research. Like I've said, the information is there. If you can dig past the narrative and the censorship, the information is there.
Where does somebody find it? I mean, other than here, DrJaneRuby.com, maybe InfoWars, Alex Jones. I know that there's a few other people that have a platform. We're certainly not reaching 300 million people. I mean, we should be, but we're not, because we're under the thumb of big tech. You know, we're under the thumb of the censorship. Did you see that off the topic? Did you see yesterday the CEO of YouTube got the Freedom of Speech Award? I mean, this is absolutely insane. So when you're thinking about this stuff, folks, when you're listening to Dr. Jane Ruby, and you're wondering, well, how come I'm not seeing her on the Fox News channel? Why isn't she all over here? This is why. Because when there's no answer, when there's no argument, when there's no defense against the information that you have, and the information that you have suggests that there's an alternative other than compliance, and that there is a real concern, and that there's actual physical evidence and medical data to support that concern, that defense against the overtaking or of your body, really, by the government, they will shut you down. That's why you're not seeing it. You're lucky that it's still here wherever you're watching or listening to it. You're lucky that you can still get it here because soon it will probably be gone. And the only place that you'll be able to find it is through protected servers that are hosted overseas, like redvoicemedia.com is. And hopefully drjaneruby.com is too, because soon they will come for that as well, as your voice starts to get more heard. So going back to the shedding, let's just say that this is actually happening, okay? And I know that you said that you don't want to alarm people. This isn't for panic purposes. This isn't for clicks, likes, followers, and shocking headlines. But this theory is plausible. So with that being said, what would that mean for me as an unvaccinated person if I'm a hockey coach and one of my other coaches that I'm on the bench with very often, who's perspiring and things like that, he has received the vaccine? Or what if somebody's spouse has received the vaccine, they lay next to them every night? Or what if we know that this hasn't been approved for our children? What if a family decides they're going to get it, now their children are hugging them, kissing them, you know, sharing water bottles, things like that with their family members? What if this is happening? What will the massive effect be globally?
Well, that's the trillion-dollar question. And I want to be medically and scientifically responsible right now and say that the only answer we can give right now to those questions, and I've received those questions as well in my Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby at Proton Mail, especially after appearing on your show and Alex Jones' show. The only answer to that is, we don't know yet. The information is coming in. People are writing and saying, look, I live with my elderly mom. She was vaccinated out of concern and fear and feeling like she was vulnerable. My answer is, you know, she really wasn't vaccinated. She was given this genetic modifying treatment. We don't know what the results are. I'm warning family members who are frequently around other family members that I know, some are elderly, that did get these injections, to be judicious about being around them. I know that sounds, you know, until we know more, Stu, we know that something, I'm going to say this much, we know that something is being transmitted from the injected to the uninjected. Is it the spike proteins themselves? I don't know. Is it something else that the spike proteins are producing? We don't know yet. This is like another version of being in March 2020 with COVID just coming out, no one knowing really what it is yet. And I don't want people to overreact, but we will get to it. The experts are getting it. You asked me a question about where people can go. In addition to shows like this that are truth-centric, that are getting this information out, there are other experts that I collaborate with and that you can find online. You can find, just like you can find Band TV, or, you know, these shows. And I want people to think about them. I'm going to do a little bit of name dropping. There's Dr. Carrie Maggi. There's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, if you know these names. There's Dr. Lee Merritt. These are people that are medical physicians. They're medical doctors. They're working on this. They're in a consortium right now. And of course, the frontline doctors and Dr. Simone Gold. Now, what a lot of these experts are saying right now is, until we know more, you might want to get a prescription for ivermectin and HCQ, if you can get your physician to prescribe it, and take them prophylactically or preventatively. You take them every other week. There's a regimen. Your doctor will explain it to you. If you cannot get it from your doctor, if your doctor is resistant, and we know that a lot of them are, I was a victim of that with my primary physician in Virginia last year. You can go to the front line. I'm not doing an advertisement for them. They're doing this out of, you know, for the love of humanity. You can go to Frontline, America's Frontline Doctors, fill out a form, a medical form. A physician will call you to go over it, and they will prescribe for you with a working pharmacy that will ship it to you. So everything's taken care of. No censorship, no blocking. You know, thank God for now. Hopefully this sticks. And you can get these medications if you're concerned about living with someone who is already inoculated. So that's one positive thing you can do. You can also keep your own immune system healthy. Everyone's talking about these little regimens, and they're very powerful. Vitamin D3, you need to get a baseline blood level, insist on getting it from your doctor. And then you need to take an absorbable form of D3 to get your levels up between 30 and 100. If you can get it between 75 and 100, you are powerfully immune enhanced. You want to take zinc, but learn how to take zinc properly. Things like that, because you can't take zinc every day, you know, for all in infinity, because you have to take breaks from it. And there are reasons for that.
Do you believe that there's anything positive about getting this shot? I mean, have you come across any data that says, yep, there is a reason why somebody should get this shot?
There's absolutely no reason to get these injections. There's nothing protective about it. There's no immunity that you're going to get from it. You're not going to get any protection from any type of infection. You're going to get a permanent reset of your genetic material in every cell in your body. And let me add one piece to that, Stu. This turns on your genetic activity to force produce the synthetic spike protein. We don't know if there's a mechanism to turn it off. That may be what comes down in the future to turn it off. Those boosters you've heard, those you might need something every year. If people get up in arms enough, if enough people don't get these injections, they may be forced to say, well, we better put out the booster that turns off that genetic predisposition. Your body's being forced to change the DNA to become a permanent blueprint for these synthetic. And when I say synthetic, this is not a natural spike protein. It's almost like a fake spike protein, but it does incite your body to react and say, hey, that's foreign. I'm going to remember that with your B and T cells. Those are your two major immune cells. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to imprint it. And then when I see it again in the body, I'm going to attack it.
Well, do you think that this virus was intentionally released, this COVID-19 thing?
Well, personally, from...
Yeah, personally.
The pieces I'm putting together...
Yeah.
I believe it was,
okay,
but
so
I believe...
Do you believe that this is an attempt to depopulate the world by the globalists, by the elites, by the round table, the faction?
I believe it was designed to destroy the economy, to gain control over our freedoms, and to make us completely dependent on a very small elite group.
Subservient to the state, the one world order idea, right? I mean, so that we're on the same page there. This is an authoritarian takeover.
100%.
So let me just theorize. The virus didn't do as well as we thought it was going to do. It didn't take out as many people as we thought it was going to take out. It's not nearly as deadly as we thought it was going to be. People are starting to wake up to this thing. We really have to find a way to make sure that this thing really, really spreads and takes over. The fear emotion has to be elevated. We have to cause a panic. We have to legitimize the fear that we're installing or instilling into these people. We have to legitimize that. If it's not a vaccine, but it's something, if it's changing something about something inside of your body, it's doing something. If the shedding is true, or if something is being transmitted, if other people are getting sick, this is, you can hypothesize that the only way to make sure that everyone gets COVID, that everyone gets sick, that everyone begins to panic, is by spreading it intravenously. I mean, through other means. It didn't catch on. It didn't take off like we thought it was going to do. And again, this isn't for shock value. I'm only theorizing here, but what do you think about that?
Well, my feeling on that is that Correct. It wasn't as lethal, maybe, as if it was designed to be a direct bioweapon and just take out a large part of the population. It was not designed well to do that, but I'm not sure that's what it was designed to do. I think it was a vehicle to create the fear, which you touched on a moment ago, and that's the key. When you create fear, you can control large groups of people. Look at what's happening. I have conservative friends who understand what happened on November 3rd, who understand that we're in the middle of a Marxist takeover, the vehicle being through the Democrats and the radical Muslims and the left-wing Marxist cabal, but they understand all that, but they still got this thing because they bought the Kool-Aid. They're afraid. They want the insurance, if you will, the protection. And I've tried to explain to them, this is not a protection against anything. You've entered into a very dangerous zone. So Stu, back to your question. I want to add one more thing to it. I believe the release of the COVID virus was to get this whole global fear, the racing numbers, the people looking at each other like, oh my gosh, did you get it? This person died, that person died, to set us up to get in line and climb over each other to get these experimental injections, because there was no other way that the public would accept a gene modifying therapy that forces its way into your cells against what God and nature designed, a protective barrier. This overcomes that protective barrier. Once you can get that into people's cells, you can probably pretty much program a lot of things in their bodies. So I'm going to say again, please just wait. Just wait, let it come out, do your research, and wait.
Dr. Jane Ruby, she's an international health economist, 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research. You can reach her directly if you have a tip, if you have a question, if you have information, if you're seeing a trend, if you want something brought to her attention, Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. That's encrypted. It's safe. It's private. You can stay anonymous. You can contact her anytime. You can always find more information on her as well at drjaneruby.com. All very interesting stuff. And the fear emotion, the fear thing is definitely a way to make anybody do just about anything. Even the strongest of men, the strongest of women, the strongest of leaders, the most resilient people will do things that otherwise they would have never thought of doing if they are afraid of something. More on the Stu Peters Show right after this. Go nowhere. Really scary report there by Dr. Jane Ruby. And what makes it scary is that if you so choose to avoid people that you know to have taken the jab, you can identify those people, your friends and your family. You can identify those people, and if you so choose, you could stay away from them. I'm not condoning or encouraging that. I'm not saying that you should avoid your family. That's exactly what they want us to do here. So I'm not saying that you should do that. It's a scary thing. How do you avoid your doctor that you know has had it? Because they're the ones virtue signaling. They're the ones pushing this thing on everybody. You can't avoid your doctor. You can't avoid the Publix works worker. You can't avoid the lady at the supermarket or the attendant at the grocery store, your barber, your dentist, all these other places. I mean, you have to be around it, and that's what makes it really scary. The mainstream media will hide people like Dr. Jane Ruby from you. They will also hide from you a natural and holistic way to deal with pain, to deal with anxiety, to deal with stress, PTSD, and that's CBD. They want you to continue shoving these cocktails down your throat, these prescription drugs. Big Pharma makes billions of dollars every year off of these chemicals that you shove down your throat. Doctors are just writing these scripts like you can't believe, like they're going out of style. But the way to deal with this stuff naturally and holistically, it really does work, folks. I'm telling you, I use it for my shoulder pain. My arthritis is 100% gone. I have full range of mobility back, no pain at all, whereas previously I couldn't do anything. I couldn't drive my vehicle without wincing in pain. It took me hours to get going in the morning after laying on my left side. And it's all from just regular abuse of the body. And being 41 years old, we don't get over this stuff as quickly as we used to. But it can also help you with things like migraine headaches. It can help you with allergies. It can help you with PTSD and ADHD, stress and anxiety. We're all dealing with these things. And the natural and holistic way to deal with it is by using CBD. Now, we got that out of the way. What CBD company do you use? Well, you use Verve Forever. You see him there on the bottom of the screen. You can find Verve Forever at AmericaFirstOil.com. Now, it was founded by a veteran, which is great. It makes it a veteran-owned company. Tim Klund is the sole owner of Verve Forever, all right? And he is a veteran of the United States military. All of this stuff now, by the way, is sourced right here in the United States. Verve Forever is a 100% homegrown, 100% USA, America First, natural product from right here. So go now. Here's the big kicker, guys. Here's what I'm gonna tell you. 50% off. 50. It was for this week, so it ends today. Make sure that you get there right now. The veteran discount that normally is only for veterans is now applying to everybody. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove being a veteran because it's for everybody. Just go use the promo code VET50. VET50. VET is in veteran. 50. When you go to AmericaFirstOil.com, you get 50% off site wide. 50% off site wide. If you're doing business with another CBD company, come on over to a veteran owned, patriotic owned company right now. Verve Forever is my CBD company. It should be yours as well. Go visit them right now. 50% off using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. So with all of that being said, why in the hell would anybody just go rush to do this thing? I mean, obviously, there's pressure from the media. There's pressure from, you know, certain social groups. There's pressure from your own family. Here to talk to us about that right now is Deanna Lorraine for Shots Fired. You were reading an article. We're now guilt shaming our own family into getting the subjecting yourself to the jab.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, it's good to be on your show. This is truly the final takeover. This is like the modern day Holocaust, except for it's global. And they're trying to separate people from their families. They're trying to separate people from polite society and ostracize people if they're not getting the vaccine. Anyone who's hesitant about the vaccine for obvious reasons, because of vaccine shedding and missed periods and spontaneous abortions, death, cerebral palsy, and all these other crazy.
It sounds like a wet dream for these liberal radicals. Wow, look at this. Instant abortions and people, the nuclear family structure is being destroyed all with one injection. Wow.
Yeah. I know. And I was going down Reddit rabbit holes over the last couple of days, just seeing all the incredible experiences from people that are real. These are people that are not anti-vaxxers by any stretch of the imagination. They got the vaccine excitedly. And now they're saying, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. Something's really wrong with me. Never mind all the people that have had spontaneous abortions, which are in the thousands, missed periods, and people that are even going into menopause in their early 30s. I mean, this is insane. But God forbid somebody doesn't want to protect themselves from that when there's a 99.9% recovery rate of this COVID virus if they do get it, because it's basically the flu. Now they're going a whole new aggressive propaganda scheme where they're trying to really push that we should be threatening, blackmailing, and lying to our own parents, grandparents, children, and loved ones in order to strong arm them to get the vaccine. This is the latest article out that I want to just read you a couple excerpts from, it because it's just so abysmal. It is so revolting that you just have to see it with your eyes. The title is called Guilt Trips and Withholding Grandchildren, How People Convinced Loved Ones to Get the Vaccine. So, and at the top, that just right there, it says, I told him he wouldn't be invited to our own wedding, which we had rescheduled already three times. He was the groom. So, cute way of saying, I'm telling my husband, my future husband, that we can't even have a wedding anymore unless he gets the vaccine. I mean, this is how cold-hearted people have become. And hopefully you do the overlay, but there's a picture that is very sad and telling of where we are right now with a parents and their children on one side of the lawn with a fence. And on the other side of the lawn is their sad old grandparents. And it's divided. And they're saying, you can't see your own grandchildren. We're going to withhold our grandchildren from you unless you go get the vaccine. And these are people who have never mind been quarantined for the last year, stuck in nursing homes behind plexiglass windows, right? Unable to even see anybody at all for the last year. This is a new level of elder abuse that they're trying to push on us, a new level of cruelty and inhumane that we have never seen before, Stu. I mean, this is unprecedented.
It's totally expected, though. I mean, I totally saw this coming. I see it with the masking. I see it when you bump into somebody at one of these big box stores that's supposedly safe for everybody to be stacked up like cordwood. You're in there packed like sardines in a can. You're nut to butt in these places. It's safe, though. It's safe. Just don't go to your neighborhood barber or your locally owned hardware store, for crying out loud, because you're certain to experience the deathly plague. But I saw it. I mean, the way that people look at you when you're not wearing a mask, when you go to get your hair cut, if there's a place that allows you to not wear the mask, Even in Florida, where it's open, when we travel there and you're on the beach in the wide open, 50 feet away from everything, and you're getting shamed for not having your mask on. You're being scolded and looked at like you're the Antichrist. So I saw this coming. I mean, I know families personally that are very divided. When it comes the vaccine, when it comes to whether or not they're going to wear a mask, whether or not they're going to, cooperate with these mandates and lockdowns and family size restriction gatherings and all this. I know families that are very divided on this. As a matter of fact, my best friend, who's like a brother to me, blood wouldn't bring us closer together. He and his wife, polar opposites on this deal. And it creates a ton of stress in that family. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's stress in every family as it relates to this. My mother asking me, what do you think? Should I get the vaccine? Mom, it's your body, your choice. I'm not going to give you advice. My only advice to everybody right now is, what is the harm in waiting? What is the harm in waiting just to see what might happen as a result of these vaccinations?
Absolutely. And my mom, my stepmother, my stepfather, they haven't seen me in over a year. Because I haven't gotten the vaccine. And it's really sad. It has been the biggest divider in families over the last couple of years. And it's profound that they just keep pushing the wedge deeper and deeper and deeper. And now with this propaganda, of course, all the gullible sheeple are going to eat it up and say, oh God, I've got to try this strategy. Blackmail my own parents, blackmail, threaten, coerce my own grandparents who haven't seen the light of day in the last year, many of them stuck in nursing homes, unable to have any visitors. Let's just make it that much worse on them and kick them while they're down. So here's what some of these people say. I think it's just easier to understand. You get to see the kids if you're vaccinated. You don't get to see them if you're not vaccinated. There's no back and forth, says one woman. Here's another person who's saying that she's 15 weeks pregnant, and she and her husband said that they're going to have their parents and grandparents give them an ultimatum that they will not be able to see their grandchildren and great-grandchildren-to-be unless they get vaccinated. They're going to withhold them. They're not going to be able to see the birth. They're not going to be able to see their newborn children or grandchildren, nothing like that, unless they get vaccinated, which is just absolutely disgusting. And then there's other people that are saying that they're not going to invite their parents, their grandparents, their relatives to their own weddings unless they get vaccinated. They're going to make sure every single person at their wedding is getting vaccinated. And then on top of that, they're going to make sure they wear a mask at their wedding as well. And they're actually saying here that they're not going to let a single person in the wedding if they haven't gotten vaccinated. And they said, if they pick up the phone, call everybody. And if one person doesn't come because they're not vaccinated, they said, sorry, you're just not going to come. You won't be able to enjoy this experience in my life. You know, how cold-hearted have people become?
It's just absolutely amazing. It's really quite the phenomenon to think about the human brain and how easily this so-called media is able to penetrate, usual, independent people, people that are usually critical thinkers on their own. I mean, it's just really hard to imagine. And so it's really quite interesting. It's kind of like a big science project, who is it? Who is it that's going to be affected by this propaganda? Who is it? Who's going to fall next to this? It's really, you kind of have to step back and look at it, and you can't be frustrated by it because it's never going to stop. It's only going to continue to get more and more escalated as the information superhighway becomes faster and faster. The information just coming out at nauseam, misinformation, disinformation, everybody trying to figure out, who to listen to. But we have to go back to the old days, Deanna, trusting your gut.
Right, exactly. And the sad thing is it's this propaganda, this massive gaslighting campaign has been teaching people to not trust their own gut. It's been training people over the past year and very effectively to teach to trust science, to trust these people that are paraded around on TV with white lab coats, trust them, trust Fauci, trust these health experts more than you trust yourself or your own intuition or your own family members.
Yeah, isn't that something too? I mean, has anybody ever really done any research on who in the hell Anthony Fauci really is?
This is a very deeply ingrained swamp rat who has billions to gain in the vaccine industry and billions to gain for deaths of people all around the world because of COVID or improper treatment, lockdowns, etc. He stands to gain, we stand to lose, just like all the globalists. This entire agenda is them winning, a handful of people, of elites, and us losing. And just a few other these, and then we can move on. Erica, a 35-year-old woman from Springfield, said that she threatened her dad by saying, "I told him he should not be worried about what's in the vaccine, considering he drinks vodka a couple days a week and go out some drinks a couple days a week." Oh, okay, because drinking vodka or a glass of wine a couple days a week is equivalent to a untrusted, unproven vaccine shot in the arm. Okay, sure. Another girl said that both my brother and I harassed and shamed our father into getting it, our 77-year-old father into getting it. And he ended up complying and agreeing. Another person said that they guilted their mother with Catholic guilt because they know their mother is very Catholic and religious. And they guilted her, Catholic guilt. And that Catholic guilt was what worked, telling her that, you know, it's a bad thing if you don't save yourself and protect other people. That is not religious. It's not Catholic. So it's really teaching people and children to be ruthless, to lie, to blackmail, to threaten. And this is Satan's work. I mean, that's really all there is to it, right, Stu? I mean, this is the work of Satan, the father of lies, if you want to get religious. This is him being very effectively getting into the souls of people that once had souls, ripping them out and replacing them with these dark behaviors of lying and blackmailing and
I don't even think you have to be religious. You don't have to be a religious person to believe in the word of God and to have a relationship with Jesus and all these other things. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a religious person to think on your own. You know who I feel the most horribly for?
Right.
I feel really bad for the people who got this thing and now have buyer's remorse because you can't undo it. I mean, you can't go back. I have friends of mine that are going, "Oh my God, is this stuff that you're reporting on really true with the vaccine?" I was getting a bunch of texts after, you know, just now after Dr. Jean Ruby was on, and she's a medical expert, man. You know, she's got 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. She's a doctor. I don't know. She says that she doesn't know. The fact is, we don't know. And so you already went and did it. And I feel the worst for these people. There's a lot of people that are waking up to it now saying, "Oh my goodness, but the guilt and the shaming is going to turn into restrictions and mandates. You understand that? I mean, you're not going to be allowed on certain transportation methods. You're going to be allowed on a plane.
Yeah. And this is where I want to just wrap this up in a bow here, because Nick Fuentes, as you know, of America First, he just discovered that he's been put on a federal no-fly list. This is really scary. This isn't just one airline like American Airlines or United Airlines. He found out that he cannot fly at all. He tried almost every single airline, as far as I know, from America.
For those of you who don't know who Nick Fuentes is, because I know that there's a lot of listeners here who probably don't know who this guy is, but he's the founder of the America First Pack. AKA AFPAC, which is kind of the younger generation of CPAC, only it's an organization that is not going to stand behind rhinos and establishment conservatives that are conservative or Republican in name only. These are America First patriots is what they are. It's a group of much younger, much bolder, more red pill awake people. They're patriots and they want to take our country back. Basically, that's who this is. And he has now been placed on a national no fly list. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And he's 23 years old. Brilliant. Doesn't take any BS. But, you know, he hasn't said anything that was super inflammatory or anything. He just, of course, stands up for the Constitution, as most of us do. So he just discovered he was placed on a no fly list and he hasn't been able to fly. So he tweeted this, which is bad enough, right? I mean, we can get into that, how horrible and disgusting that is and how unfair that is. But he tweeted this, that he was put on this no-fly list. And the comments of it were even more disgraceful, and it goes right along to what's happening with this vaccine. I'm going to read you just a sampling of some of these comments, and then we'll talk about it. "Perfect. It's where you belong. Precursor to jail," says one user. Another user says, "Bro, just don't be a Nazi." Another one says, "They're called consequences, terrorist. Get used to them." "Pretty sure terrorists haven't been allowed to fly for decades." "Have you tried not committing terrorist activities?" says another one. "Maybe if you hadn't taken part in the domestic terrorism that occurred on January 6th, you'd still be able to fly." Another one says, "Maybe just stop being an effing terrorist." And another one says, "Finally got the right terrorist. Go TSA." And there's so many others
yawn,
of this theme.
Yawn. I mean,
but here's where it's scary. It's branding him as a terrorist, and it's so effective. It's amazing how gullible these sheeple are, just like in the Nazis, how they indoctrinated all of the Germans to believe that Jews were parasites, they were vermin, they were thieves, they were wicked, they were people that they should just eradicate from the earth. They wouldn't have been able to do that and stand behind it and then cheer it on if they didn't have this massive propaganda campaign indoctrinating them to believe that Jews were the problem and they were filth and they were terrible. Same exact thing is happening to us conservatives and people who refuse to take the vaccine for health reasons. They're labeling us as that. These people are terrorists. These people are vermin. They're disgusting. They're untouchable, right? They're going to give you diseases. They're sick. This is what they're trying to label us as. And it's so gross, Stu, that this labeling, the gaslighting, the indoctrination has been so effective in such a short amount of time. Within 1 year, that's how they think of us, and they're gladly cheering us on when we get our freedoms taken away. They will gladly cheer us on and applaud us when we get sent into camps, probably for not complying with vaccine passports. And they will gladly cheer us on when we are put on no-fly lists and we get these freedoms hacked from us, just like they're doing with Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, but can I tell you what we have on our side? What we have on our side and what the Jews did not have on their side is the availability of immediate information. And not only that, but those that were being indoctrinated to hate a certain class of people also didn't have access to real information. They couldn't judge for themselves. So with that being said, let's talk about the 6th of January. Let's talk about the patriotic and peaceful protest, people trying to make their voices heard, people supporting their president and standing up against an uncertified, completely fraudulent, taken, stolen election.
Right.
That can be publicly viewed from thousands of different angles all over BitChute, right, all over YouTube, all over Rumble, all over everywhere. It is very obvious what happened there. So people can not, you're not entitled to your own set of circumstances, your own set of facts. When you look at it, you see it. I mean, it is what it is. We also know that these people lied. Brian Sicknick did not die from Trump supporting, cop killing, murderous, fire extinguisher wielding, anarchist terrorists. He died because of natural causes. So,
right,
when we can see that the media that is trying to indoctrinate us is in fact trying to indoctrinate us, when we can see that the information is false and that they are perpetually and forever lying, when we can see what really happened there, you have to, the savior here is understanding that those people that are making those comments that you're reading, and the reason why I said yawn, not because of your report, but because these people have no brains, they cannot think for themselves, they're absolute moronic imbeciles. But these people only represent about a half of one, half of a fraction of a percent of who it is that we are amongst, right? I mean, these people don't represent the majority of people are not sitting back going, wow, these people are insurrectionists, these people are violent. You can't. And if they do,
but these are the same people that are shaming us for not wearing a mask, the same people that are shaming us for not getting a vaccine, and the people we read about in the article. I mean, wouldn't you say they pretty much are, they have the same belief system typically, if they think of us as terrorists, if they think of us as anti-maskers, and filthy, they're pretty much, grouped into the same overall Marxist group.
They are, but that Marxist group is also very much overwhelmingly outnumbered by us. And so when it comes down to,
we just don't see it.
When it comes to, exactly, we don't see it because that's not where the lens of the media is focused. As I said earlier, they're going to go to wherever the chaos is, the anarchy, the destruction, the looting, the robbing, the burning, the mayhem, because that's the sex of the day. So that is what we see on our television screens. If you still watch them, I don't watch anything other than NHL hockey and UFC fighting. But, I feel really bad for Nick Fuentes. I think it's a tragedy. I think that he should sue. I think he should fight it. And I think that this can be resolved in that manner. I also have been asked a lot Is civil war imminent? Is violence imminent? I don't think so. I really don't. I think that this thing can be handled peacefully. And I think we have some answers on how to do that. But Nick Fuentes on the no-fly list. And so what are you going to do? I mean, what if you get placed on a no-fly list, Deanna, because you appear on this show all the time and you're very outspoken?
I know. I'm a definite threat. I would definitely sue 100%. I think we need a class action lawsuit. I think we need to fight back. There's no way I'm just going to lay down and roll over on this if I can't fly, because that sets the precedent. And they're just trying to see how many skins that they can hang up as trophies of conservatives, how much they can get away with, how many people can just roll over so that they can make this the precedent. Right. And to me, the sickest part is not just the putting up on our no-fly list, which is totally unconstitutional and undeserved, but the people that are cheering it on, because then it's hard to have that recourse when we're screaming at the top of our lungs, hey, guys, hey, fellow Americans, this is wrong. This is against free speech. This is anti-constitutional. How could you believe that you can be put on a no-fly list just for attending event or for saying wrong thing? But they don't care. They cheer it on because we have been labeled as terrorists or filthy or anti-maskers or whatever. But for me, for us, this is where we have to unite and keep fighting back. The option to stay silent is just no longer an option anymore. We can't just silently sit by and watch our fellow brothers and sisters get arrested, get put on no-fly lists, and not do anything at all. That time has passed. 2020 was a big learning curve for us where we were too silent, honestly. We allowed these lockdowns to happen. We allowed these mask mandates to go through and other mandates. And so, they just kept moving the goalpost. 2021 should be all about the lessons we've learned in 2020 and going forward and saying we are not going to take any more BS. We have to stand up. We have to unite and stay united, and we have to fight back. Other countries are organizing mass protests, anti-lockdowns and anti-vaccine passports that are much larger than what we're doing in America. And we can actually take a chapter from their book. We've got to get organized because this is the most important pressing issue right now in America. If we don't fight back and make our voices loud and clear, we're not going to have a republic anymore by the end of the year. That's fire.
Well, it is Friday, which means that it's Finance Friday here on the Stu Peters Show. And of course, we bring in our in-house financial expert, Carlos Cortez. He is the president and CEO at the America First company called Cortez Wealth Management down in the Sunshine State. And we have caught him on the go here, moving office spaces, got to expand now because so many people are taking this independent fiduciary thing so seriously because nobody wants to be manipulated. Nobody wants the wool pulled over their eyes anymore. We realize that the PSYOP also includes trying to steal our finances, toppling our political system, includes toppling the banking system, taking over Wall Street, manipulating through hedge funds, these big box stores, all these huge corporations pushing over the little guy, and the investors are taking it in the shorts. Now, you made a prediction the other day here on the program that has now come to fruition. And despite profits being up for companies, stocks are down. Opine on this.
Yeah, I said it earlier this year, actually. Thanks, Stu, for having me on the show. Sorry, I'm kind of a little discombobulated here. We're actually moving our offices. We bought a building. We're closed next week. So we'll be working remotely for a few days so our office is built out. But we're excited. In January, when iPhone sold about 111 million phones, they were only predicted to do about 100 million. And quite frankly, I bought some call options on my personal money, not on clients' money, just on personally. Everybody figured, Apple should go up because iPhone sales, even iPads are going up, the sales. I mean, they had everything going for them. So, of course, the stock would go up, and they beat numbers. I mean, everything was textbook perfect. And I kid you not, Stu, the stock went down like the same day and more the next day. And it just consolidated and stayed flat. So what it did is it squeezed a lot of the call option buyers, such as myself and some other people that knew that it was going to go up. And we lost, hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of thousands, not me, but hundreds of hundreds of thousands collectively, the little guy's money. They squeezed them out because the call options expired on it. So if your funds are not in the money during a call option, you lose the premium that you paid to own that stock for a particular time. However, if we look fast forward today and in our Q1 numbers or Q2 numbers. We had Amazon, we had Apple once again, beat earnings, beat estimated, you know, projected sales, their iPad sales because of Joe Biden's ridiculous mandate of, you know, not seeing anybody. You have to have social distancing. And we know they're going to push electronic vehicles. They're going to push technology. They're going to push anything that promotes the Bilderberg agenda. Apple did well. So did Amazon. And the stock actually stayed flat and went down. It's down today. It was down yesterday. And so it's like, they know mainstream of media, every single investor is going to buy Apple and Amazon. So what these hedge funds do is, just like the mob does in the casino. I mean, we know Floyd Mayweather is going to beat up Logan Paul, but what they'll do is, the shorts would come out, the mob will come out, and, you know, if the fix is in, the whole fight will be canceled because of a headbutt or something very, very small. A lot of these hype fights are always, you know, don't have a good good ending. Look at the Nate Diaz Masvidal fight. So long story short, I don't trust retirees in the stock market without a professional fiduciary, without robotic trading for the client, because these hedge fund managers, a lot of these managers are using robots and artificial intelligence. And why in the heck are people buying mutual funds that with money managers that don't have their interest first? People buying mutual funds, investors are buying mutual funds, their head is just sticking out, ready to be chopped off. So if that's them, I want to be a lifeline to them. I want to really, really help them out, get them a professionally managed portfolio that can adapt to these, you know, inconsistencies, call it whatever you want to call it in the market.
Well, let's just call it what it is. It's market manipulation. It's false flags. It's disingenuous. It's insincere. It's pulling the wool over your eyes. It's part of the PSYOP. It's meant to enrich the elites and keep you under the thumb and be subservient to the government. You can only experience so much personal inflation before the inflation of the globalist takes over and crushes you like a little bug. And that's what we want to do. We want to step on them. We want to walk all over them. And we have the ability to do that. We proved that with GameStop. We proved that what the free market can actually do. And you're proving every single day. I get calls. Carlos, I just want to thank you, brother. It's Friday and we just have 1 minute left here before I got to go. So I want to thank you. I want to spend that last minute here to thank you for the way that you have treated Patriotically Correct and Stu Peters Show listeners that have come over to Cortez Wealth Management, who have called you, who have taken my advice, who have trusted me and come over to you. I get so many emails. I get so many places. People are just incredibly elated about doing business with you. And that means a lot to me because you're an extension of my reputation and I am of yours. We're in search of the truth. You tell the truth. I trust you enough to tell the people that listen to this program to go do their business, to take their money and put it in your hands as an independent fiduciary. I trust you. And I want to thank you for living up to that promise. I mean, it really makes me feel good about my decision to stay right here rather than signing these big contracts and chasing this fast money and being watered down and, you know, taking the instant platform with this major network and these broadcasting companies. I'm really happy that I stayed here because doing business with people like you, and this is what the future of our republic is going to be patriots sticking together, which is why I'm so glad to have you, and I'm so glad to have Tim Klun from Verve Forever. It's an America First CBD company, and we're sticking together as patriots, and we got another one coming on board tomorrow is the first. Monday, we have another sponsor coming on board who's another America First person who's going to help you to literally step all over these people that are trying to crush us. So, Carlos, I'm sorry to take up your time on Finance Friday, but thank you very much. From the bottom of my heart, I really mean that.
Hey, from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to say thank you, Stu, for bringing us, and I speak on behalf of our listeners, I hope. Thank you for bringing the truth and inspiration that there is a hidden movement. There is a silent movement that is just massive, and patriots should be doing business with patriots and God-fearing patriots, more importantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that being said, we will be back on Monday afternoon. Also, make sure that you remember my email. It's encrypted. It's private. You can always hit me up. I will keep you anonymous if you have information, a tip, or a story for me. That's stupeters@protonmail.com. Also, you can always leave me a voicemail. I love hearing your voice. 877-45-WARRIOR. Until Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car. And remember, when they do, save the radio!